This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Lok Sabha today resumed the special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Speaking during the discussion, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju lauded the contribution of Dr. Bhim Rao Ambedkar in framing the Constitution. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi is working with the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas in tune with the constitutional spirit. He said that the country ensured equal rights for everyone right after independence. He emphasized that there is no discrimination against the minorities in the country and the minorities in India are getting legal protection. He said several schemes have been implemented for the welfare of the 6 minority communities in the country. He pointed out that people should be careful about what they say about India because it affects the country's global image. The discussion is underway. 2 bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha on Monday. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the Lower House. Recently, the government accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of One Nation, One Election, paving the way for simultaneous elections across the country. A high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ramnath Kovind held extensive deliberations with stakeholders, including political parties and experts. This will be implemented in 2 phases. In the first phase, Lok Sabha and Assembly elections will be held simultaneously, while local bodies' elections like panchayats and municipalities will be conducted within 100 days of the general elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. The 3-day conference, which began yesterday, will emphasize on the evolution and implementation of a common development agenda and a blueprint for cohesive action in partnership with the states. The Reserve Bank of India has announced an increase in the limit for collateral free agricultural loans from 1.6 lakh to 2 lakh rupees. It will be effective from 1st of January next year. The Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh, today exhorted the newly commissioned officers to be the future leaders and commanders, speaking after reviewing the passing out parade at the Air Force Academy at Dundigal near Hyderabad. He said the flying officers are the future leaders and commanders, not just air warriors, and they will be chart the destiny of the Indian Air Force. He said, let the huge responsibility be a motivating factor in their lives. He urged them to uphold the core values of the Indian Air Force. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tribute to legendary actor Raj Kapoor on his 100th birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said Mr. Kapoor was not just a filmmaker, but a cultural ambassador who took Indian cinema to the global stage. Mr. Modi also appreciated his passion towards cinema, saying that his films were a blend of artistry, emotions and social commentary, which reflected the aspirations and struggles of common citizens. In South Korea, proceedings of the parliament began today on the 2nd impeachment motion against President Yoon Suk-yeol following his brief attempt to impose martial law. The motion will require the support from 200 of the National Assembly's 300 members to pass, and only then the matter will proceed to the Constitutional Court. For impeachment motion to pass, opposition lawmakers must convince 8 parliamentarians from Mr. Yoon's Conservative People Power Party to defect. Yesterday, 7 ruling party lawmakers had pledged to support the impeachment. Meanwhile, thousands of people have already taken to the streets of Seoul today in rival rallies for and against Yoon, hours ahead of the impeachment vote. The IMD has said cold wave to severe cold wave conditions will continue over northwest and central India during the next 2 to 3 days. The weather agency said cold wave conditions will prevail over parts of Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh during the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.